Our body produces oxygen naturally. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Our body produces oxygen naturally. We turn it off. Oxygen is necessary for existence of physical form. Oxygen is necessary for the activity of Earth. Oxygen is what makes Earth, Earth. What makes it a livable planet. When a planet has oxygen on it, it supports life as we know it. But life is not only as we know it. Life exists in many other frameworks, too. How does life exist in other frameworks? Oxygen seems to be the primary essence of human existence. It's the necessary thing for plants and necessary things for mankind to breathe, to have the cells in the body grow and expand and develop. If oxygen is so important and we create it, why is it that at points in our life our levels of oxygen is low? Why is it at times in our life oxygen seems to be at a reduced state in our being? Now, the state of oxygen, the level of oxygen, is measured. There is a device that you put on your fingertip, and it measures the level of oxygen activity within your body. And it ranges anywhere from 70 to 98. And people are normally around 96. And this is a very comfortable rate for the oxygen to be. If the oxygen becomes too dramatic, too intense, it burns up the activity, it burns up the body, it burns up the tissues. And if the oxygen is too little, then there's not enough activity going on. There's not enough support for the life of the body itself. Now, my goodness, how intellectual we become with all these things. Well, science is doing its research in these fields and coming up with the information, and medical science takes a hold of people, and people come in to have their examinations, and they have their oxygen tested, and they say, my goodness, you are low on oxygen. You'll have to have an oxygen device to give you oxygen and support your need for oxygen. And so then they put it in the nose, this little thing, and the tubes. And when you're in the hospital and your opportunity to operate your body in a proper way seems to be limited. And so what do? They give you oxygen. They give you oxygen. Our body produces its own oxygen. Why is it that our body produces less oxygen at any point? Well, whenever we feel ill at ease, whenever we feel unhappy, whenever we feel low. Now, isn't that an interesting term? Low. Whenever we feel low, then our body seems to be low in producing oxygen. Now, is this production of oxygen such a difficult thing that it is? We have to cause it to be, we have to force it to be? If this oxygen producer, what helps oxygen to produce itself? Well, activity. When a person gets up and walks around or even sits down and does nothing but think, they say that the brains of scientists are just as, the body is just as active in the brain of in the life of a scientist who is doing mental thinking as it is in a person who is a gymnast. In fact, they say that scientists are using their mental power and they're using their physical power, they're using their body power more actively than a gymnast is using his. That seems strange to us because we think that when we get up and get going, great things happen. Well, when you're reading a book, what are you doing? You enter into the experience of that book. And if it's a novel, you enter into the life experience of that activity. And your body is very active. Your body is very intense. You feel hot, you feel cold, you feel all of the emotions that the book would engender in you. And you haven't moved an inch. You've just sat there and read. We don't really need activity to make our body function normally. We have our body function normally by thinking about our body functioning normally. We read a book and our body functions normally according to the tenor of the book. We think we were sitting on the sidelines and we're watching a sports game, and we are perhaps as actively engaged in that sports game as any of the sports enthusiasts themselves. In that same line of thinking, we are as actively engaged in having our physical body be used and burning up the energy in our body, burning up the food energy, utilizing the food energy as if we were running a race or as if we were walking a distance. Our body is naturally able to assimilate all the things that are put into it to a certain degree. And when it does not need or does not assimilate, it releases and puts out. And we no longer have it in our body. And it's a good thing. Because you can imagine, if we had in us all of the food that we put in our body, and we kept even the food that was not completely digested, we would be quite big. We would be just packing it on. We'd be putting things in storage, in the storage of fat in our body. And this is what some people do. And this is what some people don't do, who have the ability to stay very thin. Their body takes care of these things in a very efficient manner. They eat perhaps as much as anybody else, and yet their body metabolizes these things and disperses them in usefulness in the body, and also wherever it's not useful, it just releases it. Now, our body is producing oxygen naturally. And the oxygen is what causes the metabolism. It causes all of these things to take place. The oxygen is a very important aspect of the body. And we think, how can the body have an oxygen-producing machine within it when outside we have to have oxygen-producing machines by tearing apart hydrogen H2O or the hydrogen itself? As how does this work? Well, it works in a very symbiotic manner that is very simple and very beautiful. It is how we are created. We are created absolutely perfect in the beginning. Our idea of our body, the concept of the human body, is an ideal functioning device. It is ideal totally in itself. Now, just as your body is born to create every vitamin, mineral, anything else that it needs, so it is that your body is born to create any oxygen that it needs or enjoys. It creates anything that it wants. And we all know about plants that hang on a wall and are not watered, but the moisture that is in the air is sufficient to take care of them. And they grow without water, and they grow in areas where there's not a great deal of sunlight, and these plants seem to grow very beautifully, very nicely. And then when people stop caring about them, or when nature stops bringing to them even the little water that they need, the plant dries up and no longer is. But along comes some moisture, and the plant rejuvenates itself and comes back into being. Its original ability to be is always there. The idea, the seed, the idea of the plant is always in the plant. Well, in you and me, in you and I, is all that ever was, could be, will be. We are the eternally ideal man. We are the eternally ideal being. Our difficulty is that we have stopped giving attention to ourself as the environment might stop giving attention to something. We know that seeds taken from the pyramids, where they were put 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago or more, were brought out and planted and grew just as though there was no interruption in their span of activity. So it is with you and me. Our body need have no interruption in our span of activity. We can produce all the oxygen that we desire for our body to be healthy, vital, dynamic, alive. We can produce all of the energy we need, oxygen, energy. We can produce, we are made up of atoms. And as atoms, we are composed into all sorts of organs and all sorts of actions and functions, which we call our body. And the oxygen makes these things function. But the thing is, could it function without oxygen? It could exist without oxygen, but the oxygen is necessary for its functioning. So, as we provide ourselves with oxygen, we provide ourselves with proper functioning. Our body can go into places that have no oxygen, and we can have an oxygen mask, and we can provide ourselves with oxygen, and we can exist there. But after a while, we'd find that we couldn't exist there, because the respiration of our body is not only through our lungs. It is through our skin, which is the largest organ of our entire body. And our skin breathes in its environment. Our skin breathes in oxygen and it expires oxygen. Our skin breathes in all of the aspects that we could ever dream of being. Oh yes, carbon dioxide and all these other things are there too. But the big point is, we are so wonderfully made. We are so wonderfully created. We are so beautifully made. Why is it that we turn off our capacity to operate this magnificent body? Why do we turn off that capacity? Why do we run away from the oxygen that maintains us so beautifully? Why do we run away from all of the usefulness of our body? We run away for one reason. We run away for one reason, because we begin to think how it is operating, how it functions, what must be done to make it function. Again, we return to the little child. The little child does not care how his body operates or how it functions. He explores his body. He finds his body to be a very delightful experience. But he's not worried about it. He just lives in it and enjoys it and has it function itself in its perfect divine way. And when he's done with energy, he passes it through his body. When he needs more energy, he breathes and he eats and he plays. And it's only when we worry about how it functions that we get into all this trouble. You know, we think knowledge is wonderful. These things are great. But when we realize that living, as we say so often, living now, this instant, has no place or time or interest in knowing the past or the future, in knowing how things function, how things operate, in knowing why we must or must not do things. It has no interest whatsoever in that. And you say to yourself, but we're supposed to be interested in knowledge and education. We're supposed to be interested in things of that nature. No, we aren't. We're not supposed to be interested in that at all. We may. We may if we wish, but we're not supposed to be. All we're supposed to do is to be ourselves and have fun. All we're supposed to do is to live in the now, in the perfect, absolute now, and enjoy every second of the now. All we're supposed to do is to be the happiest persons on the face of the earth. Now, having our energy used properly is a great and a good experience, of course. Having our energy being utterly magnificent is great. But even though the body produces its own oxygen, we want to bring it in from the outside. Even though the body produces every vitamin that we could possibly desire in our body, we want to bring it in from the outside. We want to tell ourselves we need more, we need more, we need more. We have all the beautiful experiences that our body could ever want, and yet we do not recognize that it comes only from within. And the moment we begin to recognize it, the moment we begin to claim it and know it, that it comes from within, like the oxygen we create within ourselves, the moment we do that, then we seek striving after the outer. We seek striving after getting it from an outside event, an outside activity, and we begin living from the perfect inner. We begin living from the ideal inner self. And as we live from this ideal inner self, we are fulfilled in ways that are beyond anything we can ever conceive for ourselves. And how great it is. Now we know that. We know that. And we love that. And it is the greatest thing that we could ever imagine for ourselves. But we have to let go and let our divine self be. Let go and let it be. And let it be now and forevermore. And when we let it go and we let it be now and forevermore, wow, all of the challenge is gone in our life and all the delight remains. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.